My name is Jeremy, and my wife and I, we opened Vegan Corner back in 2009, and we're out of Colton, California. That's, for those of you who don't know where that is, that's near Loma Linda. When we opened Vegan Corner back in 2009, we weren't doing any vegan or healthy dishes or anything in that direction whatsoever. We were actually serving, you know, pepperoni and pork and dairy and you name it, everything that's, you know, not the healthiest. That's not what we're doing today. I'll go back a little bit before we get to that point. Just so you know, I don't have a presentation or a slideshow or anything fancy, so I'm just going to wing it. I didn't have time. It's been a busy, busy week for me, so just very little sleep, so just bear with me. So I'm just going to give you a little history and kind of where we got to, where we are now, who I am, who my wife is, and she can't be here today. Her name's Minda. She's at the restaurant right now. Back in 2009, we opened up Vegan Corner, like I said, and we had no intentions of doing any type of health food or anything. We had a prior place before that where we did have some vegan options, and that's kind of where it started from. And that was based out of Moreno Valley, California. We weren't Christians. There was no faith-based whatsoever. We were just making a profit. So that's what we did for a while, and about a year after we opened, so maybe 2010, we started incorporating a vegan menu. And that started really gradually, really slow. So we started adding a couple things here and there to the point where we got a full vegan menu going. I don't remember exactly how long it took to get that going, but it wasn't too long after that. From there, we started doing pretty much everything we were doing non-vegan. We started doing it vegan. So we had two full menus eventually. And it wasn't until, I'd say, around 2015 is when we went all vegan. And I had gotten to a point where I decided to go vegan myself. And that was back in, say, 2014, I'd say. And the reason why I went vegan because I was just tired of feeling sick and tired. So I decided to make a change in my eating habits. And not just my eating habits. I mean, I had pretty bad habits across the board. I mean, I was really bad. You guys would be like, oh. But we'll just say, I mean, my diet consisted of, you know, waking up in the morning and smoking a few cigarettes and pounding back a few Monsters or Red Bulls and, popping a couple pain pills, and, you know, that was my breakfast, you know. basically, that was for a while, and I got to a point where that obviously started going down pretty quickly, and my relationship was going down the drain, everything was, the business. We got to a point where I was finally at a point where I asked God into my life, and I asked Him to take control, and I relinquished my control. And He gave me victory over all the, you know, bad habits that I had and over the, yeah. So praise God for that. Thank Him. And so that's where we got to then, or where we are now is because of that. And pretty much when I went vegan, the next step was to go vegan with a restaurant, right? Like, how are you going to be vegan and be, you know, wanting to teach health and wanting to get yourself healthier, but then serving everybody else is horrible stuff. So, don't get me wrong, we're not the healthiest place at all. We're junk food vegan, so you can still get, right, we're not, Oasis Cafe is much healthier than we are, and they have great food, by the way. But my point is that we're like a transitional food, so where people can come, they can get some of the same stuff they're eating now, but a healthier version of it. So rather than getting a hamburger with, you know, all the animal fat, all the disease in it, and all, you know, you guys know, it's a place where you can come and still get a good-tasting burger without all that bad stuff in it, or less bad stuff in it. And then from there, the idea definitely would be to transition into a healthier diet. And that's actually a direction that we would like to go in with the restaurant, is taking it to where we can offer some healthier options. I love what Oasis just did, by the way. They went all organic, and that's awesome. I would love to do that. A little bit... A little bit about pretty much where we are right now is we're actually trying to do also a ministry through our business. And that's the bigger picture here. I know this is about faith and food, right? So our purpose is that we want to serve the Lord in everything we do. And when I gave my life to God, I decided to, you know, give myself wholly to Him and everything I have, my business, everything. So the direction we're going now is we want to do everything we do to glorify God. And that was the main reason we stopped serving animal products. We stopped serving meat as well. So there's so many ways we can go with this. Right now, what we're trying to do is, like I said, the next step is to go pretty much get rid of the organics. I'm sorry, not get rid of it, but implement it. Let me go back a little bit and kind of tell you a little bit my background. I grew up in a somewhat of a Christian home a little bit. And my wife, she also had a little bit of a background. Actually, both of our families were Adventists. And when we met, we didn't know anything about God at all whatsoever. As far as like our lives we were just in the world completely and, you know, just trying to make a dollar, basically. When I gave my life to God, you know, we both made a decision that we wanted to run our business to glorify God, and don't have a whole lot more to say actually right now. To be honest with you, I actually would be great to take any questions that anybody has to ask. Like I said, I'm just so tired right now. I haven't had so much sleep, and if anybody has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions that they want to ask?
She said, "Where are we exactly?
Where is your restaurant located in Colton?"
Right. So we're over off of downtown north side of the 10 freeway. So we're on 299 West Olive Street. So in between Rancho Avenue and La Cadena. I don't know if you're familiar, about 7 blocks north of Valley Boulevard.
Yeah.
No, it's about 7 blocks north of that. So State of Residence is on La Cadena and Valley. So if you were to go up La Cadena and then make a left on West Olive Street, we'd be right there on the right-hand side. The moment you pass over the train tracks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not sure if you answered this already, but I know that I visited the place before, and you guys like show Adventist literature and everything.
Right.
It wasn't always there, so I guess what led you to that whole process of, you know, now that you are a food business, like from that process of, you said before you weren't. That you felt you weren't as active in church, but then now you're putting like advertising, I guess, and witnessing at your business now. So how did you go through that process exactly?
Sure. Like I was saying earlier, like back in 2014 when I gave my life to God, and I was dealing with a lot of, you know, bad habits and addictions, and I decided to give my life to God and give Him control completely. I just started studying. I went home and I stayed home for a few weeks. And I just kind of just detoxed off everything I was taking. I just cold turkey to stop taking the narcotic pain pills. I stopped taking the Monsters and the Red Bulls. And I started just studying and just praying. I read my Bible and I studied for just weeks at home. Actually, about 3 weeks, I think it was. I never stopped that part. But that led to me accepting the Sabbath, actually, through that study. And I had a little bit of, you know, Adventist background going up, so I remember hearing a little, you know, this and that. I know I went to church, you know, on Saturdays when I was younger, but to me, it was nothing. I never had that actual personal walk with God at all, so it didn't mean anything. But when I made the choice to decide that I wanted to follow God completely and wholeheartedly, that's when I started searching for. I was searching for truth the whole time, and that's obviously what led me to this point. I had a really strong desire to know the truth, and I was going down every different direction you could think of, all the conspiracy theories, and watching all the YouTube stuff, and you name it. But that led me to a point where I was like finally willing to give God a try, in a way of speaking. Before I had like an idea, my mentality was, you know, if the Bible's real and God's, you know, created me and everything else in this universe, and if that's true, then he should come down before me and I'll bow down and worship him. That was, you know, my cocky, you know, like he owed me something attitude. And now I'm just so grateful that I, you know, that he even accepts my surrender, you know, and that's, thank him for that. So pretty much after that, I accepted the Sabbath, and moving forward, I think I was at, like, I think it was, you guys know Jeremiah Davis? Okay. I was at a Jeremiah Davis evangelistic series, and he was talking about health reform, and pretty much he went in depth on it. And I was asking God and praying, and I was like, Lord, what's the next step, you know, you want me to go? You know, I've given up this, and I've done this, and I just wanted to do the will of God. That's all I wanted. So I was asking, well, what's the next step? Well, then he started telling me that I should go vegan with the restaurant. And I'm like, okay, all right. And so I started talking to my wife about it, and, you know, we were a little back and forth on that, and eventually, you know, we decided to go vegan with the restaurant. And then the next step from that was, well, now, then I started studying more and more, actually. Then I started reading, you know, Spirit of Prophecy. I started studying the health message. I started studying the restaurant hygienic work. I started looking into that aspect of it and realizing, like, hey, you know, maybe this is God's bigger plan for us to do something here to reach people. And to not just, you know, feed them, but feed their soul as well, feed their belly and their soul at the same time. So pretty much we started, I told my wife, I was like, hey, you know what, we need to start getting literature in here. We need to start, you know, baby. So since then, we've now, since 2000, this last year, so it's been over a year now, actually about a year and a half, I believe, that we started doing all the literature. We have a whole bunch of stuff all over our walls. It's free, so we pay for that, and we invite people to take it as they feel. We don't shove it down their throat. It's there to take if they want to take it. And people do all the time. I mean, we go through literature, like, a lot. Matter of fact, my walls are empty right now, so need to order some more. Yeah, praise God. So, we started doing that, and we started doing Bible studies. On Friday nights at the shop, I started advertising that as well to our customers, to the public. And that was taken off for a little while, then I kind of backed off on that a little bit. But now we're starting to do that normally, like every other Friday. And we have a little group of people we meet with, and it's been really wonderful. We've had some great studies, and praise the Lord for that. So we really, I want to like take it to the next step, but I don't know what that is yet. So please keep us in your prayers as far as that goes. I really believe that this is definitely God's work, and that this is a great way to reach people. And it doesn't have to be the healthiest. Like I said, I think it should eventually go that direction. Let's be honest. If most people, you know, that aren't in the church or that, you know, just your everyday person, you know, that's eating, you know, McDonald's and Burger King and, you know, Jack in the Box and all that, they're not going to go and, you know, eat extremely healthy food. It's not even palatable for them. They don't even enjoy the taste. They're, you know, addicted to the chemicals and the flavors that's in their food now. And so to them, it just tastes horrible. I mean, when I was eating that way, I mean, that was a great smoothie, by the way, but a nice green smoothie to me tasted, you know, I was like, now it tastes great. But, my point to that is we're a place where you can come and you can get those things that you're eating now, but healthier. And you come in the door and you get a chance to read something. You get a chance to, you know, learn of God. You get a chance to learn of maybe you're searching. And maybe something you see catches your attention. You're like, oh, hey, I always wondered about that. What's the Sabbath? What is that? You know, and that happens all the time. And it's really it's a blessing to have an opportunity to let God, or to be there and see how God works through people. So.
You have an answer question?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a long answer, huh? Maybe I missed your earlier talk or whatever, but I didn't hear how you got started in the restaurant business.
Oh.
You know, some of the other people, it sounded like their family was already involved or whatever. How did you get started?
So when I met my wife, she owned a pizza place in Moreno Valley. And we ended up, I came in and we ended up doing, I was doing marketing for her. And so when we, back in, that was like early 2009, and that's where we met. And then from there, we ended up opening up where we are now today. But it was under Cheesy Pizza then. So we were, like I said, just a regular pizza place. And then from there, then from there, after the whole process I kind of went through as far as us, you know, finding the Lord and going down, you know, every wrong direction. And once we gave our lives to God, we also chose to get married. We weren't married at the time either. So, and we were living together, of course. And so we decided, you know, we want to make things in every aspect of our lives right. So, again, praise the Lord. And you guys all know Laura Williams. Have you heard of Laura Williams? You have. Right, that's my little sister, and she had a huge impact. Lots of prayers, and my whole family was praying the whole time, and we wouldn't be there where we are today, I mean, without their prayers. So I want to thank them for that. Yeah. So as far as like where we're going from here, the Lord's brought us here, and I think that opening these types of restaurants up all over is something that could be done. And I know Paul was talking about some great ways of doing that, and kind of like the basics as far as, you know, how to get something like that going. There's so many options. I mean, people in the church today, I mean, there's a huge health reform that needs to be done within our church. But as well, the interesting thing is that people that are in the church, I mean, eating healthy is becoming the norm now. I mean, it's becoming extremely popular. I mean, science completely supports Invacs, 100%. It's a huge trend right now. So I think we need to definitely take advantage of that as well. And we need to start really educating ourselves and then really showing others that, you know, there's a lot of things we can do in our own lives, you know, to make a difference. And then just be an example. And having little places like we have, for instance, and the Oasis Cafe and so many others, you know, there's great, great, great things that the Lord can do through these kinds of places.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.